Let's discuss the Fed first and foremost, and the impact that we had seen yesterday, even with some of the commentary that had come through from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Where particularly are you expecting the markets to continue to latch on to the outlook that has been set forth from the FOMC?
Sure. So the monetary policy this year is going to be a lot less supportive because inflation is high and the Fed thinks the economy has built up enough momentum to continue growing. So based on their yesterday press conference release, you know, there's actually nothing really surprising. Fed is likely to end asset purchases in March and start increasing rates and even consider to shrink their balance sheet, $9 trillion balance sheet toward the end of 2022. So I think much of those have been expected by the market. I think, you know, what would be a big surprise to the market is if the demand side from consumer spending, you know, shifting to inventory restocking stays pretty resilient, inflation keeps going up or staying high, even after some, you know, maybe two or three rate hike, and Fed may go even more aggressively. I think that would be a really bad news for the market. Of course, I think Fed is very flexible. Everything they do will be gradual, and it's also very dependent on the labor markets. You know, unemployment rate 3.9 seems to be very supportive of a rate hike. But overall, it's a very bad news, not very bad news, but it is not good news for stock market through both discount rate channel as well as cash flow channel. You know, when investors buy a stock, it's really paying the value of future discounted cash flow. When the discount rate is high, mm-hmm. you know, the value of stock drop. On the other hand, higher interest rate mm-hmm. always increase the cost of financing for corporations, preventing them from investing. So it basically reduce the future earnings growth and the dividends payout. So that's why
Let me pick up on that point you just made about interest rate hikes and the expectation of investors. I mean, you're saying that there weren't entirely any surprises from yesterday, but we have seen wild swings in the market. It's not just about a little choppiness, but we're talking about down 1,000 points, ending in positive territory. You saw another swing yesterday as well. What do you attribute that choppiness to?
Well, I would say it's actually the market is not very rational. Investors tend to react to short-term news, even when the price may be already kind of embedded in the current multiples. I think, you know, if you look at academic literature, it basically talks about retail investors tend to trade too often, too much, reacted to news overly aggressively. And a net of transaction cost, they're actually better off by just the buy and hold indexing fund. So when they read economic data, you know, from the retail sales plunged in December, it's a signal to sell, sell, sell. Today, there is a, you know, good news about GDP growth, it's buy, 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 right? Overall, all those news come and go. It's lots of them are just the noise. I think investors really, really should have a long-term perspective, focus on what is a, you know, reliable indicator for the next 3-year, 5-year, or 10-year horizon, rather than the next week, next month. It's actually very hard to predict the return over a short-term horizon.
And so which sectors would you be leaning into at this point?
So long-term reliable indicator, typically we put lots of, weights on valuation multiple. We do think buy low, sell high is a viable strategy. So if we use this particular matrix, you know, value stocks, cyclical stocks, they still have ample room to go up. You know, they are priced really cheap, about like 1 pence cheapness versus their growth counterparts. The valuation gap between growth and the value stock is widest we have never even seen during tech bubble. So value stocks, cyclicals also have a very big exposure to economic growth. We are still in the economic expansion stage, right? So those stocks will benefit from, you know, higher earnings growth, you know, overall, you know, high GDP growth. So that's why we have a lot of faith in, you know, financials. They also tend to do well during high interest rate environments. Financials, industrials, energies, I think those undervalued stocks do have lots of room to grow.
And we have seen a movement in that direction. Fei-Fei Li, it's good to talk to you today, CIO of Equity Strategies for Research Affiliates.